Hello, this is Ramesh Ruben. I'm a professional trainer and a consultant in accounting, auditing and risk management. Paragraph 35.10 of MPRS provides several exemptions in preparing its first financial statements that conform to MPRS. The recent edition of AB featured an article of the two main exemptions relating to recognition and measurement of property, plant and equipment upon transiting from the current PERS. In this podcast, I will run through the other exemptions provided in paragraph 35.10. Let's start off with business combinations. A first-time adopter may elect not to apply Section 19, Business Combinations and Goodwill, to business combinations that were affected before the date of transition to MPRS. However, if a first-time adopter restates any business combinations to comply with Section 19, it shall restate all later business combinations. Next is share-based payment transactions. A first-time adopter is not required to apply Section 26 share-based payment to equity instruments that were granted before the date of transition to this standard, or to liabilities arising from share-based payment transactions that were settled before the date of transition. Cumulative translation differences. Section 30, Foreign Currency Translation, requires an entity to classify some translation differences as a separate component of equity. A first-time adopter may elect to deem the cumulative translation differences for all foreign operations to be zero at the date of transition to MPRS, i.e. a fresh start. Let's move on to separate financial statements. When an entity prepares separate financial statements, paragraph 9.26 requires it to account for its investment in subsidiaries, associates and jointly controlled entities either 1. At cost less impairment, or 2. At fair value with changes in fair value recognized in profit or loss. If a first-time adopter measures such an investment at cost, it shall measure that investment at one of the following amounts in its separate opening statement of financial position prepared in accordance with MPRS. 1. Cost determined in accordance with Section 9, Consolidated and Separate Financial Statements. Or 2. Deemed cost, which shall be either fair value at the date of transition to the MPRS or the PERS carrying amount on that date. Compound financial instruments. Paragraph 22.13 requires an entity to split a compound financial instrument into its liability and equity components at the date of issue. A first-time adopter need not separate those two components if the liability component is not outstanding at the date of transition. Deferred income tax. A first-time adopter is not required to recognize, at the date of transition to MPRS, deferred tax assets or deferred tax liabilities relating to differences between the tax base and the carrying amount of any assets or liabilities for which recognition of those deferred tax assets or liabilities would involve undue cost or effort. Service concession arrangements. A first-time adopter is not required to apply paragraphs 34.12 to 34.16 to service concession arrangements entered into before the date of transition to MPRS. Extractive activities. A first-time adopter using full cost accounting under PERS may elect to measure oil and gas assets, which is those used in the exploration, evaluation, development or production of oil and gas, on the date of transition to MPRS at the amount determined under the entity's previous PERS. An entity shall test those assets for impairment at the date of transition in accordance with Section 27, Impairment of Assets. Next is arrangements containing a lease. A first-time adopter may elect to determine whether an arrangement existing at the date of transition to the MPRS contains a lease on the basis of facts and circumstances existing at the date rather than when the arrangement was entered into. Decommissioning liabilities included in the cost of property, plant and equipment. Paragraph 17.10c states the cost of an item of property, plant and equipment includes the initial estimate of the costs of dismantling and removing the item and restoring the site on which it is located, the obligation for which an entity incurs either when the item is acquired or as a consequence of having used the item during a particular period for purposes other than to produce inventories during that period. A first-time adopter may elect to measure this component of cost of an item of property, plant and equipment at the date of transition to the empress rather than on the date when the obligation initially arose. Thank you.